and to go insane is to go farthest from yourself. That's the meaning of insanity to me. Sanity means to be closer to yourself, more closer. A day comes when you are just at the very center of your being. Then you are the sanest person in the world. When you are just yourself and nobody else, just pure, authentic, with no shadow falling on you of anybody else, to be at the center of your being is to be sane, and to go far away from yourself is to be insane. And lastly, meditation needs you in your totality. Nothing less will do. If you withhold something and just do it half-heartedly, it is better not to do it, because the whole effort is useless. You will be simply tired and nothing will happen. So unnecessarily, why tire yourself? If you are half in it, you will be tired. And if someone feels tired, remember this and find out you will be half in it. If you are totally in it, you will be refreshed, not tired. This is the difference. If you are totally in it, nothing has been retained, nothing has been withheld. You were in it totally. The doer was not standing outside, the doer has become the doer. Then he will come out of his fresh like the dew in the morning, fresh like the rose just opening, fresh, full of energy, light, dancing, blessed. And not only blessed, in such a state of mind that you can bless others. But that happens only when you are totally in it. It never happens when the major part is just standing and the minor part has moved. Then there is a tension between you standing and between you moving. Then you have become two, then you are split. That split, that inner tension between two creates tiredness. You feel exhausted, not vitalized. You feel just as if your energy has been sucked out. You will feel it. So whenever you feel it, go deep and ask, are you split into two, divided? The effort is partial. Then do either stop completely, don't do. That's better. Because you are not deceiving yourself. It is honest. Ask, be totally in it, move in it. When you move totally in it, it has a different quality. Suddenly, there is no tension, no conflict. No struggle within. Your whole being has gone into it.
You live outside the house of your being. you have never entered into the innermost sign. Not knowing yourself, you know nothing. And if you don't know even yourself, what else you can know? All that you think you know are only inferences, not knowledge, not authentic knowledge, but only guesswork. All your knowledge depends on guessing. Sometimes it works only by coincidence. Sometimes it does not work. When it works, you think you are very intelligent. When it does not work, you think the fate is against you. But you never realize the fact that you have no eyes yet to see into things. Two men were riding on a train for the first time. One of them had a bunch of bananas. He offered one to his friend and began to peel one for himself. Just then the train entered a tunnel. "Have you tasted your banana yet?" asked the first man, very alarmed. "No, I have not," replied his friend. "Well, for heaven's sake, don't," said the first man. "I took one bite and went blind."